The history of soya beans is dated to 1857 when it first appeared on African soil of Egypt. It originated from China, but today the United States is the highest producer of the legume, which is now exported to China. Soya beans was introduced to America in 1765 by a sailor, Samuel Bowen, who visited China. As nutritional product with high level of protein, farmers in the north central of the part of the country have been cultivating it in commercial quantity. Soya bean contains about 40% of protein and all the essential fatty acids without cholesterol as compared to meat, which contains 8 to 20% of protein with cholesterol. A nutritionist, Mr. Chimeze Obialo, explained other benefits associated with soya bean.
Soy has been structured in a way that you eat it, looks like meat, you can use it to cook your stew, your soup, can replace quantity of meat you put in your sausage, especially for those who are lactose intolerant. There is no lactose in soy milk. You can fortify your baked products with soy, donuts, local pawpaw, and down to bread.
The International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA, in Oyo State Capital, Ibadan, in early 1990s, promoted the use of protein-rich soya bean in everyday food to curb malnutrition. The IITA campaign resulted in consumption of soya beans in rural low-income groups that could not afford other alternative protein sources such as meat, fish and eggs. The program director of a non-governmental organization known as DEFCOM, Mr. Akinjimo, stressed the need for soya bean to be reintroduced into homes as a cheap source of protein that would reduce malnutrition, especially among children.
When we look at the issue of malnutrition in Nigeria, this is a big issue that affects the vulnerable group of women, of children. And when you look at issues that have to do with maternal and infant mortality, you look at issues that have to do with nutrition, issues in health, there are challenges. And most of these challenges are due to inadequate nutrition that pervades our environment. You have situations whereby there are cheap products around us, but we have been taking cognizance of it. One of those cheap products is soya.
One peculiar observation by consumers of soya bean is the beany taste, which some people have as reasons for not taking it.
A soya bean comes from the family of the legumes. There's no way you can run away from some aspect of beans in it. I
like
it.
I like the taste. If I want to take a soya milk, not well prepared or not well packaged, I won't take it.
Very okay. Very nice. I enjoyed it.
Me, I don't like it.
So I can take it if I prepare this in my house.
Cool. It's better than the normal milk.
It give me enough milk in my body.
However, a female who has been using soya beans noted that it provides more milk in her breast, which invariably means it is food for nursing mothers and babies. Nigeria's achievement of the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, by 2015 will largely depend on her attainment of high level of nutrition and elimination of malnutrition in the country. I am Tina Armstrong.